Society.
Hey.
You have your host, Gary.
And Hannah.
Okay. Gary and Hannah here, your hosts of the Eye Opener Society. Welcome back to another episode. We're so excited to have everybody joining us. This is becoming more and more something that we just love doing. We love getting in the studio. We love having the time together. It's relaxing. We get to just sit and talk. And it becomes sometimes just deep and meaningful. Because again, this isn't scripted. We're just really just talking on the cuff over here with it, you know. And I've even noticed at times, like I looked over at Hannah before we started a show, you know, making sure she was okay. Sometimes I just feel things, and sometimes I just feel is when you sit and you talk, you sometimes talk about a lot of personal stuff too. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
And sometimes it does. It brings up some emotions, and people don't understand doing a podcast, or at least in this topic kind of, or in this format that we got going, that it's absolutely real. It's from the heart.
Yeah.
And we really do hope that some people can relate and some people are able to actually say, hey, listen, I'm going through the same thing too.
Yeah.
You know, so we appreciate that. We appreciate everybody listening. If you are listening, you should be also following us on Facebook. Just follow us at Eye Opener Society. Really would like the follows, and I'm not worried about followers. I want you guys, the audience, you that's listening right now, to go over and follow us, because again, we're going to keep saying this on each episode. At the end of the month, we do our Behind the Eyes, which is a wrap-up show where we go over each episode that we did, you know, throw in some extra stuff that we probably didn't make it onto the actual episode. And we do it in a much more kind of Hannah and Gary way, where we actually talk like as if the microphones weren't there. So it's more real. But I always had a better idea for it. I wanted to try and do something else with it. And this is the perfect opportunity. We're going to be doing it on Facebook, doing Facebook Lives, and we'll do the actual show live. This way people can actually interact with us, talk about the episodes, review, and just join in on the conversation. It's no drama. We don't allow any of that. We just want to hear people, you know, hey, listen, this episode, I remember you talked about this. I gone through that. And again, it's fun. It's lighthearted. We'll do, you know.
So we're really excited to test it out this month.
I mean, I can't wait.
Yeah, I know,
I really can't wait for it. So, and hopefully maybe we'll do more than just one show a month. But the Behind the Eyes, like I said, we're on YouTube and we're on Rumble. If you check those out, we have the video version of our podcast on there too as well. We release them like 1 week later. But we were doing the Behind the Eyes there, but now we're just going to do it on Facebook because I think it's going to be so much more exciting and a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out.
Also check out our website. Mm-hmm. We are eyeopenersociety.podbean.com. On Podium is still up, but it's not going to be our main source anymore. You can still access some things on there, but as far as keeping up with the latest updates, eyeopenersociety.podbean.com, and of course our Facebook.
Yep, definitely. And the eyeopenersociety.podbean.com, if you go on there, if you have a small business and you wish to advertise with us, we have our pricing on there. It's really cheap. Listen, we're not huge by no means. I'm not saying we are, but we are definitely growing. Grow with us. If you have an online business, if you have another podcast, or you know, if you just want to get your name out there, price is really cheap. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, we're also going to be doing the Facebook Live behind the scenes episodes. And we have a special pricing for that too, because not only are you going to reach who we reach on the podcast, but also on Facebook. And there's like 5,000 followers on Facebook. Yeah.
Speaking of small business, I'm just going to kick it off. Reaper Apparel, we're wearing the gear. They are a phenomenal company that we are ambassadors for. Their message behind their company, the owner of the company, he was going through a really rough mental time and he created Reaper Apparel. We love being ambassadors for this company. We support them wholeheartedly. If you want to buy some gear, it's amazing, you know, gear. We always say for, even if it's not your style, it may be someone else's style in your life for a quick Christmas, birthday gift, whatever, be sure to check out Reaper Apparel. You can use our code, which is eyeopenersociety10 and then the percent sign, and you will save 10%.
Yep. Please go on there and support them. Honestly, yeah, we do get a kickback. Absolutely. But like I said, we always been about supporting small businesses, and I'm really excited about Reaper Apparel.
This one touches, like, I just feel like me, like I can't find another company that I think would touch me more as far as being an ambassador for, you know, this, I just love this company.
Yeah, they're perfect. It's really quality gear too. Yeah. Aside from
but
the message behind it and the support that you're giving to a small business, I'm the same way. I really feel great about supporting them so much. So
the shirts are so comfortable.
Yeah, they are.
Oh my gosh. And they're made in the US of A.
Hey, that's right. Definitely are. So yeah, check them out. ReaperApparelCO.com. And then use our code EyeOpenerSociety 10% to get yourself 10% off on your total bill. Check them out. Mm-hmm. So, Hannah, you got one of my episodes. I'm going to hit you with something.
All right. Oh, God. Here we go.
So, the title of this show is Artificial Flavoring. And, whoa.
No, stop.
Yeah, no.
Are you going to talk about what I always talk about with you?
Well, actually, see, I'm going to touch on artificial flavoring as far as foods, just touch on it. But I'm talking about the artificial world we've actually become
because I literally was going to spit you an idea for like May shows talking about like, you know, artificial dyes and all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can still do that.
Oh, we're going to run it.
This is more in a perspective of a larger concept of artificial flavoring. So this here hit me because I sit now. I don't really do much. I sit and I think. The times I'm not around you, I sit and think. And then I get all this stuff in my head. Then when you and I get together and we just talk, and a lot of what I sat and thought about, I'm bringing up to you.
Yeah.
But I've been doing a lot lately, and I'm realizing just how artificial everything is becoming, like to the point where life is not even real anymore. And yeah, it does start with food. I kid you not.
I'm smiling and laughing because I was thinking about what was that drink that I was like, ew,
spit it out.
Yeah. What was that? Oh God.
It was just something, Splash.
Something with the S. I think it was Splash. I was like, ew.
I have the toughest time buying food because I don't like anything artificial. And I don't care what aisle you're in a supermarket. Everything's got freaking artificial flavoring of some sort. So my thing is, I like to stay hydrated. I drink water a lot, but I do like to put some flavoring in it, you know? So, and I love juices, but everything's artificial. So I tried so many different brands of water. And the other thing, when they say the sugar-free, they put that sucralose crap in there and I get, or aspartame, and I get majorly sick and I get headaches. So I bought this one and they make the print so damn small. So when you're in a super, I couldn't read, it was all natural flavorings. And I said, oh, this looks good. And I said, I'll buy a couple of them. I'll bring them home and I'm drinking them. And I said, okay, well, they taste great. I can't believe that these are just all natural. No, I go say, she sees me drinking one. And she's yelling at me about it. That's like the worst shit you could drink.
I'm like, spit it out. He's like, what?
So I get my magnifying glass, you know, the old man monocular, because I can't freaking read the print on these damn things. And yeah, sure enough, it's got all the crap in there, man. Mm-hmm. And I was just so furious because I'm just like, you know, they do that purposely so you cannot see.
Oh, it was like on a clear bottle with a clear wrapper with white lettering.
So it's just, it's washed out. You just can't see it.
I was like, you better spit that out right now.
I was just upset because it's just like, I found something that tasted pretty good. I said, well, this tastes pretty good for something that's not artificial. Well, it turned out to be the most artificial thing I could be drinking.
Listen, I'm going
to
shoot my shot and hopefully that someone sees this, but we found an amazing brand that is Squirt. You're probably drinking it right now. Spur. S-P-U-R. It is all natural.
Yeah.
No unrecognizable ingredients. I give it to my son. He drinks it. Mm-hmm. It tastes amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I'm drinking that now. So
sponsor me.
Yeah,
I love you.
Spur, you're the best.
Spur,
come on the show.
Shout
man.
Out.
Go to eyeopenersociety.podbean.com and check out our prices, man. I know you're going to afford a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to find things that are good, you know, at least decent tasting, that's not artificial. But Let's go one step further than foods and drinks.
Let's go.
Everything is artificial now. And I'm going to bring up something that I brought up before, and I know it creates so much controversy.
Artificial intelligence.
Okay, well, that's another one.
AI.
Let me talk about that real quick, because I was going to go into another one. It's even more controversial. Okay. But mine was never controversial. It's just some people take things way out of context or too much. But yeah, you're right. With the artificial intelligence, like on my Facebook, I use artificial intelligence to put pictures on the posts because those damn things really boost the algorithm and it gets more followers or likes, whatever hell you want to do. So I just use it because, for one, I can't draw like that. And if I was to do something like that, it'll take hours. And I do at least 4 posts a day, man. So I'm using AI, and somebody had mentioned saying, aren't you afraid? No, I'm not. Okay, listen, it's a picture. That's all it is. We've been using artificial intelligence for so long now, people don't even realize. Let me tell you something. You know, it can think for itself. And I guess that's just another concept people don't realize. I know everybody's worried about artificial intelligence thinking for itself. But if you really stop and think about that for a second, a computer literally thinks for itself. We input stuff. We program it. But yet, whatever it's outputting, it's doing it on its own. Mm-hmm. It might not have a mind. It might not become, you know, the whole thing becomes self-realization. That's what we're afraid of. I don't think that's going to happen with stuff that we're doing as far as computers and all.
Yeah.
So why would I be afraid of a picture? We've had Photoshops, Adobe, and, you know, what's the other big one? You know, they've been out for years now.
I love Adobe, man.
Yeah. These are really, really good programs. But in a sense, that was the earliest forms of artificial intelligence. It's just become so
advanced,
popular and advanced now. You get it anywhere, but there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, even a calculator, a simple calculator, it's thinking for you.
Yeah.
That's artificial intelligence because you're not using your own mind. You're using, you know, a computer, which is a calculator. So we don't need to be afraid of some things. Whoops, I just made a noise. I don't like that. I'm not a professional podcaster. So we need to understand, though, that there are bigger things that we should be worrying about. And here's the controversial one. I'm going to bring it up again. Chemtrails.
Oh.
And now I'm not going to use that word anymore because people, you know, always feel like they want to educate me. Oh, that's, you know, normal and natural. Just ask pilots and all. No, let me tell you something. It's not natural. Contrails are natural. Chemtrails are something else. So I'm going to use the other term, which if you look it up, it's all over and you'll find it that it's actually going on. Cloud seeding. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. Weather modification. It's a real thing. You look it up and it's right there. But how do you think they do that? They spray stuff in the air. And this is what's been so concerning because I've been aware of the chemtrails for so long, and it aggravates me because, I mean, it's chemicals and they never admit to what it is or even why they're doing it, why they want to change the weather. But there's also, you know, they say that they're trying to block the sun. Why are we blocking the sun? It gives life to the planet. Mm-hmm. I like to think it in a conspiracy way, and I think they want us all depressed so that they can control us more by giving us more medications. Or is there something bigger going on that they're not telling us that we should really be aware of why we need to block the sun? I don't know. I don't get it. But I've been sitting outside because, you know me, I'm outside all the time. I love nature. I love being out there. What worries me is I keep looking up at the sky. And it gets scarier every day, the way it's so unnatural looking. The perfect patterns that go on in the sky now.
It's like they might as well write hi.
Yeah, yeah, we're poisoning you. Yeah. You know, like, hello. Just skywrite it. Because it's definitely, it's not natural. And it's, mm-hmm. and it's frightening at times. I really do. I look at it, I said, there's something really big. I watched the other day. There was a few clouds in the sky, regular, real clouds.
Ran in.
Yeah, and I came running because I'm watching all these planes going in there with their stupid chemtrails, and they were going into the clouds with it. And just hours later, we went from a perfectly clear day to a really dark, cloudy, just, and it wasn't, and it was supposed to be sunny all day according to weather reports. So I'm watching him see these clouds and it just spreads. But yeah, the other day when I came running in, I was like, there is something going on. I've never seen the sky look the way it did. Again, it was going from sunny to dark. I said, what happened? And you're looking at the sky and it's like, they're straight lines. And then in between, kind of like, they almost look like drapes hanging from each straight line. And, but it was so symmetrical and so perfect that you could just, there's no way that just happened naturally.
Artificial as fuck.
It's artificial as fuck. It really is. And it's becoming disturbing because this is a trend that we just seem to, only like a small 1% of the population, you know, is against all this and actually believe that there's something else going on because our eyes are open. And a lot of people just ignore it. And a lot of people just want to sit and say, oh, no, that's perfectly normal. No, no, it's not. I've been around on this planet, what, 53 years now? I remember clouds being clouds.
Yeah.
You know, there was definitely a sheer difference like from the 70s to what's going on today. And like I said, if you look it up, it's real. Cloud seeding, weather modification, it's real stuff. But it's damaging because there's obviously chemicals going into the sky. So everything from the weather on down is becoming artificial. There's artificial conversations. How many people do you talk to in a day, especially at work, that just mean nothing to you? Like, why am I talking to you?
Yeah.
This conversation is going nowhere. You know, it's an artificial conversation.
Every day of my life.
Yeah. I don't get it. There's artificial people, you know, they put on these fake personalities to be someone that they're not. Nobody wants to be who they really are. Mm. Not to mention the fake body parts. Did we not see someone jogging the other day with a fake ass?
We did. We did. I was like, oh girl, that does not even look natural. That is some artificial shit. Your shit don't even jiggle.
Yeah.
Sis.
I mean, it,
like, nothing against people who want to do that. Go for it, girl. If you can afford it. Go for it, dude, if you can afford it. But I was like,
yeah. And then there's guys like me. I hate that crap. I really, you know, because I'm looking at it. I said,
it's not even jiggling.
Yeah. I'm like, it just looked so off. It looked like that ass did not belong on her. And yeah, it really didn't because it's fake. So. It's
so fake. You touched on something just a second ago that hit me like a freight train. You had said we pretend, you know, to be someone we're not. And I have basically at my job have been told that I need to work on my, what's the word? Presentation of myself. They say I'm too personal when it comes to clients. And I need to be coached on that. And you know what I say? The hell with that. Because the relationships that I have with clients go unmatched. I am, not to sound cocky or anything, I am complimented. I am called a gem. I am called their savior. I'm called a trusted person that they can come to. And I would rather be that and be myself and gain natural relationships with these people than be corporized or artificialized for anybody. That's something I'll never change. I will be professional, you know, and I won't break script if someone's being, you know, rude to me because I know it's a part of the job, but I refuse to artificialize myself when it comes to gaining relationships with clients that are important to me, you know?
Yeah, that's a corporate problem too. It's always when you do well or you excel in something, if you have a part of your personality that really works and jives, they don't like that because it's not coming from them. It's coming from you. They want it to be, oh, it's coming from us, the company. You know, we want our stamp on you. And that destroys people. I get it. I hate sales. I do. I really hate sales. But
oh yeah, me too.
It's the worst thing. But yet, one of my jobs, about 80% of it was sales. And I said, I can't do it, you know, but I said, well, screw it. The money's good. I'll go in and try it. And I didn't realize just how well I was at sales just because of, you know, again, same thing, the personal touch that mm-hmm. I put on stuff, you know, and the way I speak very truthfully and real, it gained confidence of people and saying, oh, I'll buy from you. You know, I didn't want to take advantage of that. And I think that's shown too, is like, you don't need to buy from me, but then that, I guess that was reverse psychology. I don't know, but the same thing. But yeah, a lot of times companies, though, they don't want that.
They want you to be artificial.
They want you to be art. Here's the script. You need to work off the script. You have to work off. If you did that, that wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. It works when you are you.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's no sense changing and becoming artificial and doing, you know, an artificial thing. You're right. It's where this world is coming to. And that's what I say, the artificial flavoring sprinkled all over the planet now. What was it? It's like our oceans are being destroyed. Like, are we going to have artificial water soon to replace it? Mm-hmm. The weather's artificial. You know, if there is cloud seeding, they're obviously, you know, using artificial means. We're not using nature to, you know, actually create the weather anymore. It's artificial. I don't know where we stop. I don't know where it ends. It should end with us. We should put our foot down. But the problem is we are always our own worst enemy. And we, a lot of times, demand this. People want fake asses. They'll go on. They're going to get fake asses. You know, it's okay. I mean, just to look good in a spandex pants, I guarantee she probably would have looked good with her original ass. You know, yeah. Why upgrade? Why get options, man? Just be who you are and be damn proud of it. I think I got more respect for people like that than anything else. But yeah, we're failing because we're becoming so artificial to the foods we eat, to the weather, to the way we act. It's all artificial. And it's like, you're condemned for being yourself.
Don't change yourself or artificialize yourself to boost someone else's ego or to meet someone else's standards.
Yeah, don't do it. Just be yourself, man.
And if they can't accept who you are yourself, non-artificialized, then they're not worth your time. They're not worthy enough for you.
Right. You need to just understand, again, we are human beings. We are trying to figure the entire world out, but we're figuring things out on a grander scale, and it's not really working. If we cut out all of the artificial ingredients and we remain pure and we become more of a pure planet once again.
Mm-hmm. And we take a stand on chemtrails.
Yes, take a stand on chemtrails too as well. Things might change for the better.
I bet we'll all feel better.
We certainly will. Yeah, I don't forget a lot of this.
I feel like I've had sniffles for like 3 months.
3 months, yes. And you know, that's probably going outside the artificial, but there's definitely something going on. Again, artificial. It's definitely artificial. We can't use, and being sick too. I mean, I'm guilty of it, but we don't use natural remedies to heal ourselves. Mm-hmm. Our bodies can heal themselves naturally using natural ingredients, natural plants, natural herbs that can all help you. But we don't. We turn right away to the artificial chemical stuff. And this is bad. So this is what we really need as a planet, as human beings. It's my thoughts on it. I don't know about yours, but artificial flavorings, artificial life, it's almost becoming to the point where you can't tell the two.
It's out of hand.
It's out of hand, and we're accepting it. We need to become more natural, get out in the woods, stay out there for a week, survive on your own. That's one way to get yourself right back, realize what we really, really are and how much better we'll feel with that. So Hannah and I want you, the audience, to join us on Facebook. come the end of every month, we're going to have our Behind the Eyes. We're not going to do it on YouTube. We're not going to do it on Rumble. You can follow us on YouTube and Rumble because we do put our episodes up, so you get a video version. And you, in these past few episodes, you can't really see Hannah because we got our logo.
I like it.
Yeah, so she's hiding behind the logo. I would like for her to stand up so everybody can see her because she's well, – there you go. There you go. But – yeah, definitely check us out on Facebook because our Behind the Eyes is going to be done exclusively on Facebook. And we're so damn excited about it because instead of just doing a podcast where Hannah and I are just talking to each other, we'll get some interaction. And we would like to actually hear from actual listeners. That would be fantastic. So
yes.
Go follow us on Facebook. The end of every month, we have an episode and it's a wrap up of all the shows we've done for the month. And we would love for you to join us and talk about all of them. In the meantime, we will see you on the next episode.
See ya.